Example 33. Our son is gay. Example. Our son left home for college last year, and when he came home for summer break recently, he told his father and me that he's gay and that he's met someone at school and has moved in with him. It's been a few weeks since his announcement, and while I'm feeling incredible sadness that our only son won't be giving us the gift of grandchildren, I've somewhat adjusted to it. But my husband is absolutely beside himself with anger. He's convinced that if my son hadn't gone to college and met this other boy, none of this would have happened. When I see how angry his father is, who I know loves him very much, it terrifies me how much my son will now be treated by the rest of the world. It's never an easy thing for any parents to realize that their child has a different viewpoint on life. For most parents believe that through the hard work of their own life, they've come to the correct assumptions and conclusions about things, and then they work hard to pass these on to their own children. If there could be only one thing that we could convince parents of, a thing that would help them to maintain a wonderful relationship with their children, a thing that would free parents and children from the pain of attempting the impossible, it would be this. Your children are not you and did not come forth to be you. Your children came forth into this physical time-space reality with their own desires and plans. Your son being gay is not something that happened to him at college, and this is not a choice that he's making here and now from his physical point of view. This was something that was set into his vibrational escrow from his non-physical perspective before his physical birth. We're often asked by people who define themselves as gay, why in the world would I choose something like this? Why would I choose to live a point of view so different from the majority of people who surround me? Why would I make a choice that causes me so much pain? And we tell them, you did not specifically declare from your non-physical vantage point that you wanted to come forth into a physical body and be gay, but you did have powerful intentions to come forth into this physical environment, into a situation from which you could not be dissuaded. In other words, you knew that you were going to be born into an environment where you would be surrounded by others who believe that they have all the answers, who stand perched to pounce on you to convince you of the correctness of their beliefs. And from your broader non-physical vantage point, you intended, as you came forth into this body, to be different in a way that they would not understand, different in a way that they would want you to change, but different in a way that you could not change. In other words, it was your intention to help others understand the value of diversity and the impossible endeavor of demanding change from those who surround them. When you're willing to change in this way and that way in order to help those around you feel better as they observe you, you do them a great disservice, for they never discover the freedom that only comes by understanding the power of their own thoughts. Many people speak of unconditional love, but rarely live it. Instead, when they see a condition that causes them to feel negative emotions, they demand a change in the condition, but in doing so, they set themselves on a long and uncomfortable path of attempting to control others in order to feel good. When controlling others is necessary in order for you to feel good, you must confine yourself to a very small world over which you can gain control, and then you must give more time and energy than you possess to this impossible effort. Unconditional love is just what it says, being connected to love and to who you really are, regardless of the conditions. When I focus upon thoughts that my inner being agrees with, and therefore feel wonderful positive emotions, I'm in alignment with that which is love. My son, or anyone else, does not have to be different in order for me to remain connected to my source of love. And so, we would like you to understand that with the most loving of intentions, your son has come forth to give you the gift of unconditional love. And there will be no greater joy in your lifetime than the embracing of this gift, and no greater pain than the refusing of it. But you, sweet woman, have another two things to consider. One, you have a son who's not pleasing your husband. And two, you have a husband who's not pleasing you. We're not offering these words so that you can change the attitude of your husband toward your son, or so that you can influence the behavior of your son. Your only power is in finding thoughts that your inner being agrees with and practicing them until they are the dominant thoughts within you. It is our absolute promise to you that your inner being and the source within you will never do other than adore your son, no matter how many people condemn him. And when you are able to adore your husband, no matter what, or any others who may be unhappy about your son's sexuality, you will experience a freedom from resistance as you come into full alignment with who you really are and with the source within you. So, begin where you are and try to make your way to the vantage point that your inner being holds about this. Like, my son is asking for so much grief in his life. I wish with all my heart that he were not gay. My husband is unbelievably stubborn, and I fear he'll never get over this. It feels to me that our happy lives are all ruined, and I'm powerless to do anything about it. My husband isn't even trying to understand. My son can't help this, but my husband could be more understanding. This isn't the only thing he's stubborn about, but this one matters more than all the rest put together. I hate that this has happened to us. Well, you've moved from powerlessness into anger and blame, so you are headed downstream in the direction of your inner being, but you still have a ways to go. Keep reaching for better feeling thoughts. For example, this is all very new to us. In time, we'll all get used to the idea. It will not feel this awful forever. My discomfort is much more about my husband's response to this than about the fact that my son is gay. And my husband's response is probably more about how this could negatively affect our son rather than any condemnation of him. This will all get better in time. It will improve, especially since we all want to love one another. Sometimes situations like this make you stronger as a family. Nothing could ever happen to really break the bonds of love that we have for each other. I'm going to relax in all this and stop reeling about in my own personal drama about it. I can diffuse it with my own more stable approach to it. My husband is a reasonable man. My husband is naturally a happy man. We're all happy people on a momentary sidetrack, but we are on our way back to well-being. This will be all right. Now that you are closer to the way the source within you feels about this, we will state the perspective of source for you here. You are all extensions of source energy. You did not come forth into this physical experience with the intention of taking all the ideas that exist and whittling them down to a handful of good ideas. You did not say, I will go into the physical expression of life, figure out the right way to live on every subject, and then teach all others to live in that one perfect way. You understood that you were all coming forth with a variety of perspectives, orientations, and vantage points from which a steady stream of improved ideas would flow. You were thrilled with the prospect of getting to explore the unending variety of ideas, situations, conditions, events, relationships, and all manner of things, for you understood that this variety would be the foundation from which your never-ending ideas of creativity would flow. And you knew that once a spark of desire shined brightly within you, the source that is you would give its undivided attention to your newly expanded idea, and that that idea would then glisten off in the distance of your future, calling you toward it for the thrill of the ride. You knew that you would never get it done, and that you would never get it wrong, for since it's never done, there's room for the eternal alignment. And you knew, above all else, that the source that is within you, the source from which you have come, the source who calls you forward, the source whose gaze is never removed from you, the source of all that is, loves you unconditionally, now and forevermore. There is great love here for you. Abraham.